As we heard earlier this week on Ozarks, there are ample opportunities to see live music this Valentine's Day weekend, including in Siloam Springs. Sarah Lothan will be on stage tonight at Creekside Tap Room. Earlier this year, she stopped by the Harold and Blanchcock News studio at KUAF to talk with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. While here, she also gave us a sampling of her music.
My name is Sarah Lothan. This is an original song called In My Dreams. Cool, I'll just get to it.
How can I keep myself up and awake? You usually work so late. But I bide my time in the early morning light while you're sleeping in the sun. Oh, it's not fun, it's not fun. I just wanna be by your side. Oh, but how can I when we're so off time? Off time, we're off time. It won't be long till I take off completely into my dream so sweetly. You come into my room. You're sleeping next to me, but it's only in my dreams. Oh, how could I keep myself from falling asleep, honey, while you're gone, while you're gone, while you're gone. I guess I could write you a song. Oh, just before I take off completely into my dream so sweetly. You come into the room and I feel you sleeping next to me. Fate that we often only discover once it grows far too late. When we find we must part ways, oh, and go alone on our separate paths in the night, in the
was very nice.
Thank you.
Your voice is incredible.
Thank you so much.
How long have you been singing and playing music?
Well, I've been singing since, you know, I mean, I could talk, I suppose. Like, I would always sing in private. I was very shy about it growing up. In fact, like, the first choir concert that I ever sang in, I actually did facing, like, not the audience. I just, like, turned around and faced the wall behind us. I've been singing and playing guitar since I was about like 15. I started learning to do it at the same time. I started to want to make a career out of it around that time. So I started gigging right at 16, like when I could drive, had a car, and then also bought myself a PA sound system so I could just like play anywhere. Mm-hmm. So,
was there any one thing that made you decide you wanted to do this with your life, to just pursue music?
Mm-hmm. I mean, at first, I was really interested in musicals and Broadway and things. So I kind of like got my toes wet singing in front of people solo, you know, doing musicals. And then, you know, I don't know, I kind of got into that community, which was, it was great. You know, I love the theater community and everybody in it is like so awesome. But I just felt a little bit trapped in what I could express, you know. So I felt like playing guitar and singing just kind of gave me some more freedom with my vocals and different styles. Kind of finding my own voice instead of trying to sound like a Broadway star, you know what I mean? But it really helped me with develop a lot of power kind of doing that. But, yeah.
Which you've been performing throughout Northwest Arkansas, through the River Valley for a few years now. What have you learned through that time of performing out in front of people?
I learned that community is so important. And, you know, just like reaching out and being fearless, something I still kind of struggle with that a little bit, kind of like approaching, you know, a venue or kind of like going in and being like, hey, I'm good enough to play here. You should definitely have me or something. You know, it's kind of hard to muster that courage. But, you know, just like meeting other artists and just like hearing their point of view kind of, you know, gives me more confidence and you know, getting to know everybody in the scene here in Northwest Arkansas, you know, it's a very special place and everybody is very inviting and warm and everyone wants to work together. Like there's a huge community of people that want to collaborate here. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I find that part has been, you know, the most important thing that I've, you know, noticed. And also kind of having your own voice, not getting too distracted by other people's, you know, success or downfalls or feeling like you are experiencing a downfall. Just like stay strong, believe in yourself.
Comparing yourself to yourself rather than other people.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You're your own worst critic, you know. Everyone's way too harsh on themselves.
Now, you mentioned earlier before we were on mic that Megan Loaf has a new album coming out soon, actually.
Yes.
Tell us about that process.
Our debut album is set to come out February 21st. We're going to be having a party at Riley's. It's going to be so great. We'll be playing, obviously, Megan Loaf is playing. Honey Shuffle will be joining us. And The Candid will also be opening up the show. So, yeah, I would invite everyone to, come check out the music, you know. It'll be a really nice evening.
When you also mentioned that not only is this Megan Loaf's debut album, this is the first music you've actually officially put out. How does it feel to actually put something out that you have poured effort and love and soul into?
It just makes me really excited for the future. Like, you know, it's finally happening. I haven't put out anything. And so it's like we've already seen a lot of success without releasing any music. So I'm excited to see what comes of it, you know.
What's the process been like of putting this album together? Like, where have you recorded it at?
It's been slow. We've been doing it at home, just DIY. Our drummer, Tanner, is also a producer. He's got all of his own recording equipment. He's recorded three of his own albums, so you can find those on Spotify. But it's been quick. When we get together and do it, you know, it's like we're no longer in the creating the music phase. We're kind of in like, we know what we're gonna do. We're just gonna like do it and just get it done so that it's done.
Yeah.
But it's been really fun, you know. The guys are super great and they have a great energy like the whole time, so yeah, it's just fun to hang out with them, honestly. We just have a good time.
What else are you looking forward to in 2020?
Oh my gosh, I'm looking forward to, I mean, oh, there's so much. I mean, we're gonna be touring in the summer. We went on a tour last year and we saw a lot of success, so right now I'm in the process of kind of planning that out, mapping out what route to take and all that stuff.
Have you got a general idea of where you're going to try to hit?
I think we're definitely going to try to go west a little bit to Texas. I'd really love to like hit like Houston and Austin, Oklahoma City, Tulsa. We've played there multiple times. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, kind of head up that way. Maybe go north over to Missouri and then try and just like make a little circle. Mm-hmm. That's really what I want to do is just kind of like head south down into Texas, come back up, go through Missouri, Kansas maybe. Yeah. Yeah. We've been kind of branching out little by little. Right. So,
well, where is the best place for people to find out more about your music?
The best place, honestly, I mean, I hate to say it because, I mean, it won't be that way forever. But, like, the best place is probably Facebook because it's just easy for me to post stuff on mm-hmm. there, upcoming shows and, like, sharing things. Is like, it's a good medium for that type of thing. That or my website. My website always has updates about gigs and, yeah, I'm sure the album will be on my website as well.
All right. Well, Sarah, I think that's all the questions I have for you. Would you mind playing one more song to close us out?
Oh, my gosh. I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure.
All right. This is a song called Work. It's a little slower.
If I handed you a hammer, would you kneel next to me? Oh, the nails are old and rusted, and the boards rot beneath our feet. The days are long and the pay is small, but the nights are short and sweet. But it's gonna take a bit of work. Oh, take a bit of work to make us feel whole, to fill in the hole. Take a bit of work. Ooh, take a bit of work to feel safe and sound. You must build from the ground. They gave this land, I carved up the earth and placed my flag. Oh, but the storms rolled in, a beating, and the ground shook beneath my feet. The walls are weak. For me to begin, but it's gonna take a bit of work. Oh, take a bit of work to make us feel whole, to fill in. Is built from the ground. Oh. Ah. Ooh. safe and sound. He was built from the ground.
Sarah Lothan performing for Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. She's on stage tonight at Creekside Tap Room in Siloam Springs. Next Friday, she and Megan Loaf will release their first CD with a show at Riley's on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. You can find out more about that show at the Facebook page for Megan Loaf.